The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. When the Pilgrims came here in 1620, they knew some things that recent generations have had stolen from them. For instance, they'd come to understand that the basis of government is covenant. No state can exist very long if its citizens are not in covenant with each other. In Noah Webster's original dictionary, the word covenant is defined as, quote, a meeting or agreement of minds. The minds of a people living under a particular government must be in agreement concerning the basics of life if they are to be able to walk together throughout the generations. They must agree about who God is and who He says we are and what His plan for us is, both as individuals and a nation. Without this agreement, education, business, and government just become a constant argument of what I think is best as opposed to what you think is best. The Pilgrims have walked in covenant for many years before landing on these shores. Their church agreement, or covenant, had seen them through great difficulties. When they arrived here, they were faced with the need to create a civil government. It was the most natural thing for them to simply transfer the principles of their church covenant into a civil document. That document is now known as the Mayflower Compact, the first lasting governmental document ever drawn up by common men. Later, America's founding fathers would restate those same principles in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. In a letter to Edwin Sandys, the Pilgrim pastor John Robinson and their elder William Brewster would describe their covenant with one another, stating that they were, quote, knit together as a body in a most strict and sacred bond and covenant of the Lord, of the violation whereof we make great conscience, and by virtue whereof we do hold ourselves straitly tied to all care of each other's good and of the good of the whole. Once the Pilgrims had received Christ as Lord, they had learned to walk this way by obeying what the Bible taught when it states, speaking the truth in love, grow up into Him, speaking of Christ, in all things. Once their minds were in agreement, they wrote out the things they agreed upon and signed their names, pledging to, quote, walk together in all His ways, made known or to be made known unto them, whatsoever it should cost them, the Lord assisting them. They were simply agreeing to live by the Bible toward God and one another. Out of this simple agreement grew the greatest nation in world history. We knew that Jesus Christ was God and that the teachings of His Word were true and thus trustworthy. Believing that obedience to Him was the most important thing we and our government must do, we rose to the pinnacle of world power and influence. Up until the early 1900s, we taught our children in our schools that this Pilgrim Covenant was the basis of our nation. Then, through the deception of some educators and business people, we began to turn away from the God of our fathers and their covenant with Him. The rest is history. Was our nation more stable then or now? Were our people safer then or now? Were our children more respectful of Jesus Christ then or now? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. We just referred to the Mayflower Compact, the document which created the Pilgrims' government. You can hear the Mayflower Compact being read by Joel Pinson by visiting heritageministriesky.com. That's heritageministriesky.com. You can find out other things about Heritage Ministries also at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.